Good morning, 7-Eleven.
Seven.
It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
We got to give a shout out.
There you go. Thanks for reminding me.
To Jessica.
Yeah, what up, Jess?
Jessica is the fiance of one of our good buddies, Chris.
Huh.
Sir Harry, if you will.
Sir Harry the third.
So I'm going to be honest, Jessica, if you need help, if you're being held captive.
Come on.
Call the station now and just say Spumoni and we'll know. We'll know.
I talked to Chris Harry on the phone for a good 20 minutes last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I shot him a text message with a question. He called me back. I'm like, yeah, all right. Let's Hartford Speedway.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be my new hobby.
It's going to be your new hobby?
I'm going to try to get in a car.
You just bought an electric bike. You have a drone.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Do they allow electric cars at the Speedway? So here it is,
no,
Brock.
No, they
Spectator
don't.
9.
Yeah.
Front wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
Roll cage.
Mm-hmm.
Fire suit.
Yeah.
Helmet. I said,
you have none of those things. You have the helmet, I think.
I got a helmet.
Maybe.
I got a helmet. But I have my dad's garage.
Yeah.
That's a big step forward.
Uh-huh.
That's a good first step.
Uh-huh.
What do you think, man?
I think
you were looking at a Geo that if you don't buy today, I might go to Elkhart and buy myself a
Geo. I did check it out. I don't think the Geo is what you want.
No.
Not enough giddy up.
I guess there's a guy out there in a Subaru just smokes everybody.
Yeah, Subaru's all-wheel drive, man.
Yeah.
It's great.
Can't be all-wheel drive, though. It's got to be front wheel.
Aren't all Subarus all-wheel drive?
No.
Which Subaru is not all-wheel drive?
I don't know. The one he's driving?
I'm almost positive. That's like their whole thing. Isn't that like Subaru's big thing?
No, they got different cars. They got like their off-road, like the WRX, the STIs, you know.
Yeah, those are all four-wheel drive.
Yeah. All-wheel drive.
I've never seen a Subaru that's not all-wheel drive, though.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see which one that would be.
Maybe it was an all-wheel drive Subaru, and he just disconnected the rear drive.
Because, why get a Subaru if you're not going to go all-wheel drive on that bad boy?
Yeah, probably because he wants to win.
I don't know.
I'm doing it, dude.
All right, have fun. Maybe this will goad you into it a little bit. I don't think you're going to do it.
No?
I don't think you're
going to
do it.
I think I'm going to.
I will give you $100.
Towards my
No. I need to see you on the track. Well, no. What's the entry fee for Spectator?
Dude, honestly, I think it's cheap. I think he said it was like $30. But for showing up and doing it, you get your money back plus some. So I think you get like $60 back just for racing.
Even if you show up, if you finish dead last?
Dead last.
Which is what you will finish.
I'll take one of them big checks. I don't care.
Yeah, I'll give you $100.
$100.
That's on top of everything else. $100.
Dude, that's going to buy me it's going to be a nice chunk of change for me.
Chris, why'd you talk him into this, all right? Because now this is all I'm going to hear about for months, and then nothing is going to happen.
No, it's going to happen, bro. I'm going to get sponsors.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
I might be in the back of the pack. I might, I got to feel it out. Racing is in my family. I'm not going to say that I've raced before.
Chris, Jessica, and I cannot wait to be in the stands to cheer you on. We can't wait.
And when I win,
when you win,
I gave him $100.
That's right.
That's my boy.
I cannot. I hope it happens. I'm so excited for it. All right. Well, now that my excitement has been built, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Hey,
Just imagine that on the side of my car. Pump that
Did septic. You do rock history today?
Yeah, I thought I did, didn't
did,
I?
You, did you post it?
I think I did.
How about you do that before you worry about racing your car? As you do your job.
Where did that come from?
Because I just realized that I had it on there. I'm like, oh, he never, because you didn't ask me to repeat it like you do every morning.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. A 31-year-old British guy named Rob Aiden has been crowned for having the world's best mullet haircut.
Oh, jeez.
Rob, who got his first mullet cut 3 years ago, won the award for best international mullet at the annual Mullet Fest, which is held in Currie, Australia. Guess mullets are big down there.
Yeah,
it's funny because yesterday in the podcast I talked about wanting to grow a mullet.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I could do a very good mullet.
Here's my problem with the mullet.
What?
Here's my problem. So the mullet which was what, 1980s?
70s was really the kickoff to, I'd say mid to later 70s was kind of the heyday of the mullet. Mm-hmm. And then it obviously transitioned and stuck around almost to the 90s, mm-hmm. really until the mid 90s.
So the problem I have with the mullet nowadays is back in 1970s, uh-huh. it was just a thing. That was the haircut. People did it because it was the style, mm-hmm. and you felt right about it. Yeah. I think people are doing it now for the attention, and I don't know if I like it.
Yeah, but everything has to start somewhere, and it goes into style, and there's an ebb and flow. I mean, perms were big for a while.
Yeah,
I think it's just, I got nothing against people following trends. I did frosted tips, all right? I'm guilty of following trends.
Yeah, but you were doing it when it was a thing.
But see, people are bringing it back, though.
Are they?
Yeah.
Who?
And it's okay, so you can never do that hairstyle again? What's going to happen then? We're going to run out of hairstyles eventually. Yeah. We're all going to be bald.
Well, maybe that's the new hair.
We're all going to have the hitman look.
All right.
And no
maybe
one's
the
gonna
hitman
know.
Look is in.
And I don't want that because I don't have a good head for being bald. You know, shaved head.
Yeah, you need to be ripped out tan.
Yeah. And you got to be good at cleaning things.
I'm just going to go for the horseshoe. I'm
just the horseshoe?
Has that ever been a...
What if that becomes a... like, the actual hairstyle is people getting the horseshoe cut.
Chicks are just falling all over you.
Could happen. You could see it on the Paris runway. I've seen crazier. Think about the 80s, man. The 80s had some crazy hairstyles. Crazy hairstyles. Anyway.
Horseshoe's so hot.
So hot, bro. Lastly, perfect story for you. There's a new dating site. Well, that is, of course, if your wife leaves you. There's a new dating site that's only open to men who have below average size penises.
I knew it was going to go somewhere.
So you can only sign up if you're under 5.5 inches in the pants. There's no restrictions, however, for women joining the site. So, Hunter, I will send you the link. You probably already have it. It's already downloaded on your phone, isn't
it?
Yeah. You probably already have that app on there. It's the dating app for men.
It's a corn dog, dude. I can work with it.
With under average dongers.
It's like a tuna can. So what if I turn it sideways?
It ain't long, but it sure is skinny.
If I turn it sideways, it's longer than 5.
You bend it in half? So, fellas, if you're feeling inadequate, don't worry. There's a website for you. You can check it out.
It's more like a meow, meow, meow mix can. It's a little bit little bit thinner than the tuna.
So, yeah, so it's like that.
Yeah. Wait, no, it's more like that.
Like that?
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
Like that? That size right there?
Yeah.
That's a little girthy.
People are like, what the hell are they doing?
We're making circles with our hands is what we're doing.
Circles.
Hey, that's your morning dump.
Oh.
Danger zone. Good morning. 7:24. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
Danger zone.
That's not how it goes.
Danger zone. Close enough. Anyway, it's 7:24. Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light while you're in the danger zone.
Yeah, there you go.
Danger zone! Danger zone!
Oh, jeez, dude.
There you go.
Wow.
I haven't had anybody come yell at us.
It's hard to hard to focus after that one. You know what? It is a danger zone. Your sport's full of
coronavirus.
No joke, though. NBA tonight. I'll get to that. NBA tonight. Celtics going to be in Indiana playing the Pacers 7 o'clock. Cleveland over in Chicago playing the Bulls at 8 o'clock. Major League Baseball yesterday. Houston beat Detroit 2-1. Cincinnati beating the White Sox. Or no, I'm sorry. They tied them. I said that last time. 3-3 tie there over in Chicago. Today, Pittsburgh going to be Detroit in Lakeland, Florida. Nice. There you go. That's where half my family's from. Did you know that?
What?
Lakeland, Florida, where they're playing this baseball game.
That's right.
Chicago going to be in San Francisco at Scottsdale. 4:05, Texas going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox in Arizona at 4:05. More Major League Baseball news. Houston Astros ace Justin Verlander. Hey, real quick, before I get Pat, the Houston Astros.
Hey.
I saw somebody the other day say the Houston Asterix. I like that even better.
That is funny.
I like that even. An asterisk right next to your name, next to that championship. But Verlander expected to miss opening day after he strained a back muscle during a spring training start against the New York Mets. You know what? Just give up baseball and hang out with your wife. She's pretty hot.
So hot.
Kate Upton, you know. Kate Upton, he's a cheater. Leave him and... come hang out with us.
He's a cheater. No. Yeah, I bet you he was the only one that didn't do it.
Yeah?
Maybe. I don't know.
All right. Coronavirus. Here we go. The NBA. NHL, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer are closing access to locker rooms and clubhouses to all non-essential personnel in the response to the coronavirus crisis. So, yeah, shutting everything down there, man. They were talking about the NCAA tournament being shut down to spectators. Just weird, man. It's concerning. It really is, and it doesn't stop there. Coronavirus, Olympics, spectators will be kept away from the Olympic flame lighting ceremony in ancient Olympia on Thursday because of the coronavirus. So, man, dude, they are shutting everything down. We've been talking about it, and the more and more we talk about it, the more I'm starting to come around and think, man, they know something we don't.
No, they don't.
It's they fine. Don't.
That's fine. Everything's fine.
You keep saying it's fine. You're like that comforting dad who's like prepping in the background. Like, you got like a basement full of toilet paper.
Well, see, I do what I need to do. I wash my hands. I avoid touching my face as much as possible. Mm-hmm. If I go out and use a public place, I'm not like grabbing a handle and then sucking on my fingers. No. I'm healthy. Try and take care of myself. You get plenty of sleep. Mm-hmm. Get lots of fluids. Be smart about it.
I got a question, too.
I don't kiss my wife on the mouth.
No.
Gross.
Yeah.
Keep it professional.
Wouldn't either. That's terrible.
She's coming in here later.
I know.
I'm going to tell her you said that.
No, you started it. You said it.
I don't do it because she's ugly. I do it because of health reasons.
Oh, get out of here. Hey, I got a question, though. What's up with the toilet paper? Why are people just scavenging this toilet paper? Wouldn't you think water, food, other survival supplies would be first before
I think we're so
toilet
used,
paper?
We're so used to cleanliness or like keeping our booties clean, and maybe people are freaking out about it. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
That or...
No, it was just one person like, I need toilet paper.
Yeah.
And then everybody was like, me too. Yeah. And then they started following that one person.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Yeah, there's people
it's
like fighting.
It's stupid.
People fighting in Australia.
Now,
over
people
it,
are so. Sheep, and one person does it, and then they follow. Why do you need so much toilet paper?
Just like people are being sheep about the coronavirus, yeah. Freaking out about it.
Yeah.
I think we're fine. We'll be all right. If I get
sure.
it, shame on me. Shame on me for thinking it's not a big deal.
You can't just say that.
But again, if I get it, though, I'm a healthy young male. That'll probably be fine.
You do know that if you do get it,
uh-huh.
Everybody that listens to this show is going to be like, pfft. The MF-er's been making fun of it for 2 months.
You know what's worse than me getting the coronavirus, though, is that you'll have to host the show. That's the real...
No, you get the coronavirus... You ain't going to see me. I ain't going to be around.
No, I'm saying... Well,
I'm talking to them.
I ain't going. I can't come in. If I have the coronavirus, I'd be quarantined at my house. Yeah. It'd be dope, dude. I want to play so many video games. Hey, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. 735. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, how are you?
All right, let's get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Pizza, pasta, subs. If you're hungry, whether you're a little bit hungry or you're effing starving, mm-hmm. You got to hit up Joey C's Pizzeria. It's awesome. It's fantastic.
It'll do it.
It will do it. Joey C's Pizzeria, what's the matter for you?
Hey.
Your topic for today, what is the biggest ripoff? You work hard for your money. You don't want to get ripped off.
No.
You don't want to get ripped off at all. What's the biggest ripoff? Carly said Michigan car insurance or the OtterBox guarantee. You know what? Those OtterBoxes, it's pretty ridiculous what they charge for a phone case.
Yeah, it's extremely ridiculous, yeah. Man. Come on. Come on, guys.
It's a phone case.
It's plastic.
Yeah.
It's plastic.
I just spray mine with that Flex Seal stuff.
There you go.
It's fine.
It works.
A bunch of people, including Brittany, said paying taxes. That is a ripoff, dude. When you think about it, you're taxed on your wages, your car, your house, your death. You're taxed on everything.
Yeah, you are taxed on everything. And you know, you got to have some sort of tax.
No, and I'm for that.
Yeah, but everything. I mean, everything.
It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
I mean, what? Here we go. We're paying taxes, man.
Mm-hmm.
What is up with these roads?
I know.
It's just destroyed. Just destroyed.
They're working on it.
Are they?
They're working on it, Hunter.
Are they? You have a room full of money?
By the time we're dead, roads are going to be perfect.
Perfect. It's perfect for me.
After we die and get taxed on our death,
man.
Roads will be perfect.
I mean, if you think about it, the amount of people and the amount of money that comes out of each check every week, 2 weeks, whenever you get paid,
mm-hmm.
plus blah, 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 food, whatever you're paying tax on, everything. Yeah. What did you? When's the last time you saw something? You're like, there. What? There it is.
That's my tax dollars.
That's my tax dollars right there.
It's been a while.
Been a while, man.
Been a while. Pete said anything from Wish.
Wish. You know what's funny?
Don't know what Wish is, it's a app. You can also use their website.
Just scroll through your Facebook once.
Yeah.
You'll see it.
Wish is basically deeply discounted stuff that gets shipped from China.
Have you ever seen the Wish warehouse?
It's insane.
The picture from the Wish warehouse is of a guy standing on like a,
it's just a mound.
10-foot high mound of packages.
Just slinging them.
Tossing them to this guy.
I don't know how they organize
and
any
like,
of that.
No wonder it takes like a month to get to you.
And then it goes on a ship.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's 3 weeks at sea
on its way over.
No wonder an Xbox costs like $6. It takes you a year to get it.
It's insane. You know, a couple people, including Mary, said cell phone bills.
What kind of cell phone bill are you paying, though? Because there's a lot of people paying that $80 cell phone bill right now.
Yeah.
You don't need.
I do a 40. I just switched to Verizon, and I got a $40 bill.
It's three gigs. I'm doing.
It's not bad. But I will say, though, there has been a big shift. I think it's getting better because cell phone providers are realizing that they can't have. You think about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, dude. They were raking you over the coals for everything. If you don't have unlimited talk and text, don't even bother with it, obviously. Yeah. You remember before when you had to wait till after 9 p.m. Get free minutes?
Oh, yeah.
What was that crap?
I think I had like 200 minutes on my Nextel.
Yeah. I remember my friends calling me. I'm like, what are you doing? Don't call me, dude. Call me after 9.
9, bro.
My parents are going to kick my ass if I go over my minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, and text messages have that where you went. So, yeah, I think they are getting better because they have to. We live in a world where cell phones basically are all kind of cut from the same cloth.
You're doing the $40 3-gig plan?
But, see, I signed up, and they had a special deal, so I get double the gigs.
Oh.
So I think it's 6 for 40. But
dude, boom.
Again.
And you know what? If you're using more than 6 gigs on your phone, get off your phone.
Yeah.
You're using it too much. People are like, but I stream music during work. That's a different story.
Yeah.
And if you need more than 3 gigs, that's what I never go over the limit.
Yeah. And mine rolls over, too. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And plus, there's Wi-Fi everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know?
Everywhere.
So if you're paying $120 for your cell phone bill, you need to go to your provider.
For one phone. If it's one phone, you're being ridiculous.
But I got like 16 gigs of...
Don't need it.
No, don't
How much
need
porn
it.
Are you watching?
God!
Actually, a big ripoff is pay for porn websites.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
Premium.
What are you doing? Premium. Come on now. Stop it. we'll be back with more. What's the biggest ripoff? Comment on Facebook or give us a call, 925-WIRX. Fox. Hey! Good morning.
Okay, bye.
That
commercial.
Hi!
Oh, dude, don't.
Okay, bye. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What is the biggest ripoff? I'm glad Jennifer brought this one up because I could not agree more. You won't know because you didn't go to college, but college textbooks.
I went to college for 2 years.
You fell asleep on a park bench at a college. That doesn't count. Where'd you go to school?
LMC down the road.
LMC? You went there? You actually went to class?
100%.
I don't believe it. One bit.
100%.
I don't believe it. Do you have a degree?
To talk about the topic. Is your thing today to rip on me and try to throw me under the bus all day?
What classes did you take at LMC?
I took all the standard classes that you take. For the love of God.
Like which one? Give me one class.
Did you finish college?
No, I dropped out.
Okay, I didn't bring it up. Shut up and move on.
But I did finish broadcasting school.
Oh, Jesus.
So one class. Just give me one class. I'll shut up about it.
English, math, the classics.
I don't believe you. But college textbooks are ridiculous. You buy them for $200, and then you go back to the college bookstore. At the end of the semester, they say, oh, sorry, we're not taking that book back. It is the biggest ripoff in the world, and it kills me that college students have to go through that.
I think somebody's doing something about that, though.
They have to. Dude, it's insane. The amount of money I spent on college textbooks and then didn't get anything. I was lucky. If you got $20 back on like a $200 book, you're like, all right.
Dude, that's such trash.
And how many times where it's like a brand new book, you're like, oh, no, that's an old issue. Sorry.
It's because they keep updating them. They have a new version every single year. Which, and the new version.
Those new versions are garbage.
You have to have for that class.
Kids, if you're in college, you don't need your college textbook. And if a teacher tells you you need it, tell them to... or have one kid buy it, everyone chip in, and then make photocopies
of
it.
I can't remember what I read, though, but there's a group of people doing something about it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they're like getting one book and then duplicating it and selling it online for a lot cheaper. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think they get the book, they duplicate it, and basically just sell it for half price.
Yeah. You know? Well, between you're paying college tuition and then you have to buy the books on top of that.
Dude, it's such trash.
Insane. Rip off. Good answer. Let's see. Shannon said movie theater popcorn and fountain soda.
Yeah.
You're paying a premium for that. One. You're paying a premium for that. But it's something about the butter, though. I don't know. I'm willing to pay for it because I think it's different.
Here's the thing: you can go at the right times, and it's a lot cheaper if you do go at the right times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of. I mean, how often are you going to the movies? I mean, just pay it once.
Once a
month.
I like Nicholas's answer. Bottled water is the biggest ripoff.
Yeah,
it is true. I try to not keep bottled water in the house. Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm going and doing something, you know, maybe I'm heading to the lake and I need some water, I'll grab a water. I know I could probably use
I'll pay the $1 for the Deja Blue. I don't think I'm going to pay the $4 for the Fuji, though.
No. But just bottled water in general.
Fuji. Did I say Fuji?
Yeah, Fiji.
Fiji, right?
Strumming my pain with this pain.
I'm not paying for that $4 FUBU water.
But here's the thing, though, is that you can get a glass water bottle or a reusable water bottle. Mm-hmm. We all have access to tap water. We're very fortunate that way. But instead, we buy water that in plastic bottles that'll end up in a landfill. Mm-hmm. It is a big risk.
See, I think we're fortunate, though. In this area, directly, like St. Joe, Benton Harbor, it's got pretty good water, man. A lot of people have to do the well water.
I do well water.
Do you?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, we got well in my place. Yeah. It's fantastic.
You like it?
Yeah, I love well water.
Really?
You get all the minerals. Why do you think I'm so healthy? Got all the minerals
here
in there.
Here we go.
And I don't have the government. I don't have the government putting fluoride in my water and trying to control my mind. Josh said the Plan B Morning Show. It's a free show, you dumbass. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, right.
Josh, you moron.
You know what?
You know what, Josh?
No, he's going to start paying.
You know what, Josh? Yeah. You know what? Everyone else gets it for free. Josh has got to start paying for the Plan B Morning Show.
Josh, just head this way.
Yeah.
We'll take our $5.
We'll send you an invoice in the mail.
You're right.
Yeah.
You know, you just blew it, Josh.
You just blew it.
You just blew it for everybody.
How's it feel?
Rock 107. It rocks.
Hey there. Good morning. 7-Bit. 7.
7.
Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What is the biggest ripoff? Man, I got ripped off. Pretty much everybody said any kind of insurance, whether it's health insurance or car insurance. What's your take on that? Do you think that's a ripoff? Here's the thing. We wouldn't have to worry about health insurance if we just got taxed a little bit more and had...
You give and take, and that way you can. Yeah. Here's the thing with the insurance thing and the health. Obviously, I'm diabetic, man, so I got to have it. You know, I just...
Yeah.
It's a must have. I just wish we were more like other countries in the health department kind of way.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, come on. There's other countries get it absolutely free. Mm-hmm. If you knew what I paid for my insulin, your mind would explode.
It's not absolutely free because you pay taxes to help cover that. But going to the doctors, though, you're like, hey, I'm sick. Okay, here you go.
Right.
I mean, the only thing you're getting is a lollipop. That's it.
Yeah.
Fine. Well, not you because you're diabetic. That'll kill you. A terrible doctor. If your doctor's giving you a lollipop, he's not a good doctor.
Yeah.
Let's see. Homer said adulting. That's true. David said marriage. Marriage is the biggest ripoff.
Yeah, it depends on what happens.
What? I can only sleep with one person the rest of my life?
Yeah.
What a ripoff, man. Unless my wife's listening. I'm just kidding.
And if you get a divorce, all you have your stuff. Brendan Fraser has to pay you $900,000 to his wife every year.
I think Derek. He has a good one. Lottery tickets. Man, but boy, do I love them. I got some in here. I got to go cash out that I haven't done. I got to go to my Michigan lottery app and put in the things.
I'm not a big lotto ticket guy. I can't.
I know. I love it. It's, you know what you pay, though? Here's why it's not a ripoff. Because you get to daydream. It costs $2 to daydream. Whatever.
Right.
Whatever. That's not a ripoff.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's people out there that don't look at it that way.
You win the lottery, you can buy all the race cars you want, Hunter.
Oh, boy.
You're going to be ruling that track.
Look out, Hartford Speedway.
God.